Malcolm Jameson's family has a unique tie to their family farm. It all began with a grandfather who fought on the property during the Civil War. Today's American Countryside is brought to you by my friends at Exmark Mowers. Go with America's premier brand. Get an Exmark.
It takes the right tools to keep your farm running efficiently, so why would you settle for anything else with your mowing equipment? More and more farmers are stepping up to the brand more landscape professionals choose. They're using Exmark. Purchase 2-to-1 over the next best-selling brand by landscape mowing professionals. Trust your farm's mowing needs to Exmark. It's a better cut, faster, and it's commercial grade, so it just may be the last mower you ever need. Text Exmark to 283-342 or go to Exmark.com for special offers going on now and to find your local Exmark dealer.
Classic Iron, colorful characters. That's what you'll find in the Best of Tractor Tales, a new 2-DVD set. As seen each week on U.S. Farm Report, the first DVD is all green, the best of John Deere. The second DVD is a mix of models, which is available individually for $29.95 or buy the set for $49.95. Order today at shopfarmjournal.com or call toll-free 877-847-9599. Find it now at shopfarmjournal.com.
Malcolm Jameson is in his early 60s, and that fact makes it hard for many people to believe that Malcolm's grandfather was a part of the Civil War over 150 years ago.
My grandfather was actually a Union drummer boy. He was a Scottish immigrant, came into New York Harbor and couldn't find any work, and he was 12 years old at the time with his family, and he ended up signing up to fight just to get three meals a day and didn't even know what the war was about.
His grandfather was one of 140,000 troops in General McClellan's Union Army stationed here at Berkeley Plantation. He survived the war and returned to New York City, but a newspaper ad brought him back to Virginia.
He took to reading the Wall Street Journal every morning, so one morning it fell on the floor, and he reached to pick it up, and it had opened up, and it was an ad for the old Harrison's Landing, which is Berkeley here in Virginia, for sale for $23,000, and he looked at it, and he, being a good Scotsman, he really bought it just for the timber.
And Malcolm Jameson's father began making those trips down here with his dad, Malcolm's grandfather. And that's how this farm became his today.
We have a lot of our land of river bottom fields, and we're blessed with a good rich soil. We've had some good yields. We've raised some 120 bushel wheat, and we're very proud. We have one of the farms of the several farms in this part of the country that started with a no-till. We are now never-till.
Jameson invites visitors to come by and see the historic mansion and his farm. It is truly an amazing piece of history with a farm almost 400 years old. Traveling the countryside near Charles City, Virginia, I'm Andrew McCrae.